in the limelight.
In October, White House officials reportedly disregarded a proposal from testing experts to send rapid tests directly to Americans in anticipation of a COVID-19 spike during the holidays, says Bianca Fortis, reporter, in an article published under the heading, Biden's Pandemic Testing Board has done little to nothing since its creation. Stay tuned for more. When President Joe Biden was campaigning for office, he said that to beat the coronavirus, the U.S. needed a testing equivalent of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's War Production Board. That board had sweeping powers to shift the country's economy to support a war effort, and it ultimately oversaw a reported 40% of the world's munition production during the Second World War. The day after his inauguration, Biden signed an executive order creating the Pandemic Testing Board. He said he would be putting the full force of the federal government behind expanding testing. A year later, though, it's remarkably hard to tell what the board has done. As far as experts can find, the group has put out no press releases, held no hearings, and made no announcements. Biden's executive order states that the head of the board would be or be chosen by the White House's head of COVID-19 response. That's Jeffrey Zients, but when reporters contacted him, he didn't respond. When reporters asked White House officials about the pandemic testing board, who was on it, and what actions it had taken, they declined to answer questions and pointed reporters to the Department of Health and Human Services. That agency did respond to inquiries about the board, but its answers offered few details about the board's work. It did not say who is on the panel or what decisions it has made. The agency said the Pandemic Testing Board serves as the forum where agencies across the federal government, which are involved in testing, can describe emerging challenges and what they are learning. It provides a mechanism of addressing policy and implementation issues regarding the supply and distribution of tests, as well as increasing access to and affordability of tests in the community. The agency's full statement also notes that the board has met regularly and has been split into two groups, one focused on test supply and the other on testing policies. Public health experts told reporters they too hadn't heard much about the board. Jennifer Nutso, an epidemiologist and professor at Johns Hopkins University, said, "I had assumed that they jettisoned these plans. If it still exists, it is certainly very low profile," said Lawrence Gosting, a professor of global health law at Georgetown University. The country's first coronavirus testing czar, Adam Brett Guerrier, said he knew little about it as well. "It is rumored to have met, but I did not see public disclosure or reports from the meetings." Of course, the inner workings of a board are less important than whether the government is getting the job done. But as ProPublica detailed in November, the Biden administration has been slow to roll out wider testing, just what the board was created to do. In October, White House officials reportedly disregarded a proposal from testing experts to send rapid tests directly to Americans in anticipation of a COVID-19 spike during the holidays. Press Secretary Jen Psaki also infamously dismissed the idea in a December briefing. Later that month, the Biden administration announced it would send tests directly to Americans. But the tests are arriving just as the Omicron wave is receding, and critics have argued that the effort shortchanges communities of color. David Paltiel, professor of public health at Yale University, said, "I think it's damn well about time. It's never too late, but some of us have been screaming and yelling about the idea for more than 18 months. There was no shortage of money for expanding testing. As part of last year's stimulus package, Congress appropriated nearly $48 billion for testing, contact tracing, and other efforts to prevent the spread of COVID-19. That is in addition to $48 billion set aside for testing in 2020. But just like with the board's activities, details about where exactly the money has gone have been hard to come by." Senators Richard Beer and Roy Blunt sent a letter on January 3rd asking for similar information. After Beer's office shared what it had learned, the Biden administration sent ProPublica a one-page rundown of COVID-19 spending recently. The allocations thus far include $10 billion for testing in schools, $9 billion for manufacturing testing supplies, nearly $5 billion for testing uninsured individuals, and more than $4 billion for testing and mitigation measures for high-risk populations. Nearly $3.9 billion went toward free community testing at pharmacies and federally qualified health centers, and $2.9 billion went to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for expanding labs and testing capacity. More than $1.9 billion has gone toward COVID-19 testing of unaccompanied minors at the U.S.-Mexico border.